Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're taking a look at our sloppy morning out on the roads and elsewhere with Bill Geary, the Commissioner of Public Works for Erie County. Bill, thanks for being out with us this morning. All right, we've got our first snow of the season under the belts. How's the last 2 days gone for you?
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, the crews, as always, answered the call. It started for us midday Sunday and rolling right through normal operations today. Had the trouble areas up on the hills probably saw the highest accumulations up to 6 to 8 inches. But this time it was a little different. The north side of the city of Buffalo, Tonawanda's parts of Amherst probably got a little more accumulations. But like I said, the crews did a fantastic job responding, and we were ready for it.
Well, it maybe couldn't have happened at a better time, because yesterday all the snow's flying outside of our studios and you're thinking most people are off for Veterans Day, and today could have been a lot worse. We were thinking maybe a little more snow mixed in with the rain, but it's a lot of rain across western New York.
No, absolutely. Not having schools is a huge help. Those school buses, lower volume on all the roads, so a lot of our new drivers getting broken in had less volume to deal with. But, yeah, we were prepared. We had crews in over the night. We saw the transition, for the most part, from snow just around dawn, probably about half an hour ago, and anticipating the rain to pick up and probably see about 3/4 of an inch of rain, plus the snow melt from any accumulations. So, you know, anybody driving today is definitely going to be take your time. Look out for ponding on the roadways from that excessive rainfall and snow melt combined. But as always, Department of Public Works and the surrounding communities, I think we were all prepared for it. It didn't catch us by surprise, which was great.
You know, whether I'm shoveling my own driveway or just kind of looking around at some of these snow piles around our parking lot here, I see the same thing. It's a good mix of snow and leaves that fell off the trees over the last 3 days. Is that, you know, proved to be any sort of problem for you when you have the leaves involved with the snow?
It does. It's not so much in the snow, but like today, when we get the rain and, you know, a lot of the water is trying to get to those drainage inlets, leaf piles will plug that up or cover them up. So the crews, you know, we're not going to get the drainage of the roadways that we would expect. But I know, you know, the crews have been out there trying to get all the leaves picked up. We are a little deeper into November. Typically, our first snowfall's last week of October for us. But traditionally, we're starting to see that date creep into November. And here we are, you know, November 10th, and got our first dose of it.
Now, I don't know what it is. Doesn't matter when it falls or when it happens or how often I'm sitting in this chair telling people it's coming. I'm always caught off guard. I know that's different from you guys. You're ready, and that's what your job is, to be ready for when this happens. What is the state of winter preparedness around Erie County? I know, you know, last time we were talking with you during the last winter season, there was a big concern about the availability of salt. What does that look like right now, and how are the stockpiles around Western New York?
Yeah, no, the crews started getting all our equipment ready. We started transferring trucks over the first week of October. We had 30 trucks out of our 45 going into the winter season on Sunday. All our salt barns were full. We have 15,000 tons on hand. We have about a pile of 120,000 ton down at the Port of Buffalo for the municipalities around the county bids. And then New York State also relaxed the Buy American Salt Act. So that allowed us to leverage some other partners and vendors, and that's what's down at the Port of Buffalo. We still do get some of our salt out of just south of Rochester from American Rock. So we have two suppliers this year, really confident, feel a lot better, given what we dealt with in the first half of 25 here, and having to pivot right away and some emergency declarations in order to get salt. But we have an adequate supply, and we're still looking to improve how we procure salt in Erie County and also for our municipal partners.
All right, so it's good to hear that that won't be too much of an issue, or shouldn't be too much of an issue this year. I mean, what kind of winter are you expecting? I'm sure you're as locked into these forecasts as anything. Do you prepare differently winter to winter depending on some of those long-range forecasts?
Absolutely. We any nugget of information we can get, whether it's from National Weather Service, you know, some of the university training research centers like SUNY Albany, we do a lot of projection modeling, trying to see what we're going to expect. But for the most part, we know from November till probably the end of March, we're going to be in the thick of things. We've been trying to update our fleet every year. We buy 5 new plow trucks at a minimum. So we try to rotate out. So our oldest truck is only about 7 years old. We've updated, obviously, through the course of the last couple of years. The county executive, along with the legislature, gave us some extra funding to buy some specialized pieces of equipment like the snowblowers. We have 2 snowblowers that were, you know, over $2 million. But those pieces of equipment are critical in those high snow demand areas, open up roadways, getting tow trucks in. We're also buying a tow truck. So we're really preparing, and we shift those assets around our 5 regional districts, whether it's the 2 districts in the north or the 3 districts in the south. We have the ability to flex all that equipment if needed. But generally what we see is, you know, the entire county is usually impacted one way or another. So we need to have a good bench in order to be able to help out, just not just do our jobs, but also assist some of the towns and cities within Erie County.
For sure. Well, hey, Bill, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck out there this winter season. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Bill Geary is Commissioner of the Department of Public Works for Erie County, talking about a little bit of a messy morning commute and what the first snow of the season was like.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.